Hello and happy holidays, all you fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners. My name is Jay, and I was going to do a review of Maestro Trekker, but that's not going to happen. Not yet, at least, because I don't have the correct... I don't know of a layout, at least for my headset mic, to pick it up, plus it doesn't exactly, you know, work for mobility because it has these cushions on the speakers, which I don't like to walk around with because it limits my hearing, and obviously if your hearing's limited, your mobility skills aren't going to work too well, and then you have more of a chance of getting hit by a car and other things. But that's not what I'm recording this review on. So, before I begin, now that all my jabbering is over, before I begin, I'm going to actually tell you a little bit about myself. I am 17 years old, and I attend Kentucky School for the Blind here in Louisville, Kentucky, which is right next door to the awesome American Printing House for the Blind, which I'm sure everybody here knows about, especially if you listen to Larry Skukon's awesome tutorials and sound seeing tours and things of that nature. So anyway, I attend Kentucky School for the Blind. I'm 17 years old, and I'm totally blind, but I do have light perception. So that's, you know, can come in handy. Well, I'm sure you guys don't want to hear me talk for the whole thing, so we might as well just get into this review of the this product that I'm going to review. The product that I'm actually going to review is a keyboard made by Yamaha, and it is the YPT-413 keyboard. And I really like this keyboard. I mean, it's really cool. The only thing is the electric guitars, they're really good. But, I mean, they could be, you know, improved. And they are improved in different models of different keyboards made by Yamaha. But for the YPT, you know, it makes up for that because all the instruments sound awesome. The price range of this keyboard is around, if I remember correctly, it's about $470. But we get it at a deal because we unknowingly tried to get an older model. So, yeah. This keyboard is actually a 61 key keyboard. And obviously it's in stereo. All the Yamahas that I've ever seen instrument-wise is in stereo. It has on the left, starting at the bottom near the lowest key, which is actually C, you have a pitch wheel. And what this will do is it'll bend the pitch of an instrument. And I'll actually demonstrate that in case you don't understand what that actually means. Because I know some people who didn't get what that meant until I showed them. So I'm actually going to go to a guitar. I'm not sure which one I'll do. This one's fine. And I'll show you what pitch bend does. So yeah, that's what pitch bend does. It actually bends the pitch from, you know, one note to the other. Anyway, let's actually reset this back to the piano. There we go. Okay. Above the pitch wheel, you have the power button, and it's a push button, and when the button is to the top, like higher up on the keyboard, that's when the keyboard's off, and then when it's inside the when it's lower in the keyboard, that's when it's on. And then above that you have the speaker, well, one of the speakers, and that's really about on the left part near the key, lowest C key. To the right of the power button, you have a rubber rectangle button. And what that does, well, I'll get back to that in a minute. But, because I need to explain this first before I can tell you what the button does. Because to the right of the button, you have two knobs. And they have a little tactile arrow on them. At least I think it's an arrow. It tapers to a point. And you can turn the knob left and right, and it locks when it's in the middle. It'll stop. I mean, you can still turn it, but it you can tell when it's in the center. These knobs are identical, and what they're for is for various effects for the instrument. Well, actually instruments, and they're also used for, at least the one on the left, is used to also speed up songs, demos on the keyboard, or beats on the keyboard, and slow them down. This button that I was talking about earlier, the rubber rectangle button to the left of these two knobs, will actually change what the knob does. When the keyboard's at its factory setting on the piano, yeah, it's a factory setting now, when you push the left knob, you don't really get too much of a difference. Well, I mean, you do, but it's kind of subtle until you start going the other direction. Like, you can change the velocity of the piano. Like, for instance, I'm going to move the knob to the... I guess it'd be to the left. I think I'll have to figure out which direction it is, because I can't really remember. Yeah, it's to the left, I think. But when you move it to the left from the center, which is what it is right now, so this is what it sounds like in the center. Then as you move it towards the left, oh, I don't have it on the factory setting. Whoops. Let's actually turn it off and turn it back on again. And now it's at the factory setting. Okay, so as you move the knob to the left, the piano gets muffled because it's like it's farther away. And then as you move it back towards the center, you can hear the piano is back to normal. And then if you move it towards the right, you can hear like treble, like. Then back to the center. And another really cool thing about this piano is it has velocity. Like, if you hit the key softer, you can go softly hitting the key, and then as you hit the key harder. So yeah, that's pretty much in like all Yamaha keyboards, and you can actually turn that off, by the way. Now the right knob will actually, in combination with the left knob, it changes how the velocity sounds. So you can go from in the center, now I'm going to move it towards the left. Oh, actually, that doesn't do anything. Let's move it towards the right, then. Now let's mess with the left knob. Now moving the knob back towards the right. Now the knob's all the way right, now the piano sounds like this. Then if I move the right knob back towards the center, you get this sound. Then you move this back to the center and you get the normal sound. Now, I'm going to press the rectangle button directly to the left of the knob that I was talking about. And now the knobs will do totally different things. So now I can use the right knob to make the piano phase, like this, if you move it towards the right. Then as you move it back all the way to the left, you get no phase. Then to the center, you get some phase. Now if I mess with the left knob, I can make the piano have no reverb at all, or echo. Back to the center. And it actually has more reverb now than what it normally did. Now I'm going to turn the left knob all the way to the right, and then you'll hear the difference. Back to the center again. And one thing about this keyboard, when you change your instrument, and like let's say you don't move the knob back to the center, or any knob back to the center, let's say you have them all, you know, all the way to the right, and maybe, you know, just not at the center. When you change your instrument, the keyboard's not going to keep those effects. It's going to make the instrument back to, it's going to set the instrument back to what it would be had you not touched the knobs. Until you actually move one of the knobs, then your effects will come back to what you had them set on. Now, another thing you can do with these knobs, I'm going to press the button again. So now, actually, let's change the instrument from one piano to the next, so that the piano will be at its factory settings. Yep, okay. Now, I'm going to move the left knob towards the right. And by the way, I hit the rectangle button on the left, directly to the left of both knobs to do this. Now I'm going to move the left knob all the way as right as it will go. The piano fades in. Then if you move it closer to the center, it fades in faster. Then you move it back to the center and it gets normal. Now if you move it to the right, it kind of gets a little bit choppier. Now the right knob, if you move it all the way to the left, or to the right, sorry, you get yeah, you get it kind of choppy, like. Then if you move it more, then if you move it towards the left, or towards the right, wait a minute. Yeah, towards the right, you get. You get like a sustain pedal function. And I actually do have a sustaining pedal. I think that's all the knobs will do as far as sound effects of the instruments. If it does more, I haven't been able to figure that out yet. But given time, I will figure it out. And then I might do an update. In fact, I will do an update on this review. As I did say, though, before, you can speed the song up and slow the song down. Like if you're listening to a demo or something you recorded, or maybe even just a looped beat. You can speed it up and slow it down with the same knobs by pressing that rectangular button. Directly to the right, actually to the right and up, you have your volume knob, which is actually all the way up because I wanted to make sure that I could get the piano in this recording. That's, you know, really self-explanatory. It's got like a little indented, what is that? Is it a, it's like a little line that you can feel, and it, you know, I'm not sure if there's actually writing on the around the knob that say numbers, but I would assume so because that little line's there, and I guess it would just point to the number. But to the right of that knob, you have a row of buttons, and I think those are lights. Yeah, they're lights. And the top button, they're really spaced out. you have 1, 2, 4 buttons, and I haven't figured out what the first three do. I know what the fourth one does. The fourth one is your function button, and then you can transpose the instrument. You know, you can make it in a different key without actually hitting another key. You can make C be E, for example, or you could make the pitch wheel bend the pitch more than it already does. You could make it bend it from one octave to the other, even. You can do some other things I tried messing around with and kind of messed things up, and I had to reset it all. So I'm not going to go into too much detail about that because I don't know everything about it. Below these four buttons, you have 1, 2, 3 buttons that are close together. And then you have a fourth button, 5 buttons actually. You have a fourth button that's spaced out from the first three, then you have another space, and then you have another button. I think these buttons are for extra settings on the keyboard. Then below those, you have a row of 7 buttons. And actually, I think it's 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's 7. Basically, what these buttons are your record buttons. You can actually use the keyboard to record a piece of music. Like, you could have a piano track on one, and then you could have, drums, violin, you know, any instrument you wanted. And then the keyboard would put it all together for you. It has, starting from left to right, the first button is record, and it has a raised symbol on it. I can't really figure out what it is, because it's a bit small. I think it's a circle. And then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and clear. And to record a piece of music, you hold down record and you press one of these buttons. I would recommend you press button 1 first. Then you would record like a piano track. And then you'd record something else on holding down record, and then 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and so on. And clear, to use clear, if you really mess up and you want to delete a track that you've recorded, you hold down the clear button, which is the button on the far right. Then you press the number of the button, the number corresponding to the track you want to clear. Like, let's say you recorded a guitar track on track 2 and you didn't like it, you could hold down clear and 2 and the guitar track would be deleted. Below that row of buttons, you have, these buttons are actually directly to the right of the two knobs that adjust the effects and whatnot. You have 1, 2 buttons that are close together, and then you have a space, and then you have 6 buttons that are grouped. They're in a big row, and they're close together. The button directly to the right of the knob will, like, instruct the keyboard to play a piano loop. Like, for instance, and you can, like, adjust chords. Like, I'll just show you what I mean, because I can't really explain it too well. Okay, yeah, that works. I press the button on the far left, and I'm going to play a chord. Just one chord. Now you can see what it's doing, and I'll change chords. I'll do 3 chords together, and you can see what this can do, like this. And I'm going to press the left button again to make the piano go back to normal. Yeah, it's normal. Okay. When you press the right button, the button that's directly to the right, you know, they're in a group, and you have your right button, which is really close to the left. It will allow you to change the style that you're playing. And I'll get into that once I describe the rest of the keyboard. To the right of this button, you have, like, music buttons, and what these buttons do is they just control, you know, various aspects of a beat that's looped on the keyboard, or I think they can even do a... I think they'll control songs, too. I haven't tried them out on songs. But to the far right, you have play. To the left of that, you have stop. I'm not sure what the rest of the buttons are called, but I know what they do. You have fast forward and rewind, and then you have... Actually, that's not rewind. You have play, which is also stop. Then you have fast forward, rewind, and then you have three other buttons. Like I said, I don't know what they're called, but I do know what they do. To the right of this row of buttons, you have the screen of the keyboard, which is really large. I don't know how much of the screen has picture or print, but the screen is there. I'm guessing it'd be really good. I'm guessing the screen would be good for those of you who have low vision, but you can still use it. To the right of the screen, you have another button. This button will reset the keyboard to like its factory. Like it'll take everything that you've changed and unchange it. But if you record music, it won't erase those. Honestly, I haven't really found out how to reset those, and like, because the keyboard only has a certain amount of memory. When you record something, you can actually fill it up, and I haven't found out how to get rid of all those recordings if you didn't want them anymore. And when I find that out, I'll include that in the update of this tutorial. But to the right of that reset button, you have a group of three buttons. The first button is... it locks the keyboard so that you can't change the instruments. The second button will... actually, I'm not sure what that button does. Unless, actually, let me reset it and then press the second one. Okay, I'm not sure what that button does. Like I said, I got this keyboard a while ago, and I haven't really explored all of it. The third button in the group will actually, I don't know what that does either. I know, I'm really informative, ain't I? But then you have a space, and you have a group of four buttons. And I'm not sure what that does. I don't know what most of those buttons do, but I do know what the one on the far right will do. It'll turn off your pressure sensitive. Like, it'll turn off the where you can hit the keys softly and the keyboard play softly, and then louder, and it'll play louder. You can turn that off by pressing the button on the far right, and then you can just, then all you have is... so no matter how soft I hit the key, the instrument's going to play at the same... at that volume. I'm going to press that again to make it go, you know, do what it normally does. Okay. Above this row of buttons, you have two arrow keys. And it seems like when you press them, when you're in your instrument list, it seems like it, like, jumps instruments. I'm not sure why. Like I said, I don't know everything about this keyboard yet, but I'm just reviewing what I do know. But when you hit your function key, which is the right above the volume knob, you have a row of four spaced out keys, and it's the fourth key, or the way I like to think of it is the first key directly to the left of the screen on the top row of buttons. The arrows will change what you can change with the keyboard. Like, for example, I'm going to hit function, and I'm going to hit right arrow twice. And then I'm going to use the dial, which I'll get to in a second, but I'll use the dial to hit, and I'm going to hit C. I'm hitting C. And I'm not hitting any other key, but I'm just going to turn the dial and show you what it does. That's as low as it'll go, and then you can... go to that middle C. Okay, I'm gonna reset it. Okay, another thing you can do with the pitch wheels, if you hit function, and I think the keyboard will actually remember what your setting is on, so I'm gonna hit the right arrow twice. Normally the pitch wheel will only change the pitch from ch to. But if you turn the dial all the way to the as far as it'll go, you can go from you can change it from octave to octave. I'm gonna actually turn that off and turn it back on to get the pitch wheel normal again. The dial is actually above. Whoops, I moved it. The dial. Well, on the right side of the keyboard, to the right of the screen, you have the row of 8 buttons that I told you about earlier. Then above that, you actually have the arrows. Then you have 1, 2, 3, 4 rubber buttons in a column. And they adjust the keyboard to change from song from song to I'm not sure what those two do, but to the bottom one you can change, and it'll go back from changing from song to instruments. One of these is beat. I can't remember which one it is though. But the dial is directly to the left of that, and I like this dial. It has on each like row of the dial, it has 1, 2, 3 dots, and it's actually a notched dial. You can move it one notch, and you can feel it moving not by notches, like a volume button in some car stereos will do. And the dial is actually pretty large. Reset that again. To the right of those buttons, you have your numbers: 1, 2, 3 on the first row, 4, 5, and there's a dot on 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. Then you have left arrow, right arrow. That'll actually move the instruments from one instrument to the next in the order of how they're on the keyboard. And the dial will do the same thing too. It's just for those of you who have a hard time with the dial, you can use these left and right buttons. That's really all the buttons on the keyboard. So what I think I'm going to do now is actually give you a taste of what this keyboard can actually do. So I'm going to play one of the demos that I rather like. So I'm going to go to the top, to the right of the dial, to these 4 rubber buttons that are in a column. And I'm going to press the top one, and I'm going to go to the bottom right of the bottom left-hand corner of the screen and press the rubber square play button. Actually, first I'm going to choose a demo that I like, because there's a really cool demo that I really, really have to play. That's not it. That's not it either. Nope. I think this is it. Yes, this is it, I think. But this will give you a little taste of what the keyboard actually can do. And sorry about the mic, it's not in stereo, but the keyboard is. I like that saxophone. The drum's nice. Okay, I'm gonna stop the demo early. Actually, no, because it's about to end anyway. And there you have it. There's a demo of what this keyboard can do. Let's actually stop that. One thing I like to do on this keyboard, when I can find the instrument I want, there it is to play this. I love this, because this guitar is pretty much directly from the song, it sounds like to me. So one thing I like to do is... And then, of course, you can go. Whoops. Obviously, that wasn't exactly as good as it could be, but, yeah. I want to apologize, because I know this wasn't the best review in the world. This is actually my first review, and, I haven't really been feeling too great lately, so, I'm not sure why. I think it's just allergies. You can probably tell, but, I know this interview wasn't... Or this review, I keep calling it an interview for some reason. But I know this review wasn't the best in the world. I know there's people that can do way better than me as far as product reviews go. But this is my first ever review of anything on Blind Cool Tech, except for our failed attempt at a podcast, which I may have said before, I can't remember. I'm actually glad it's not on the website. Mr. Skookon, I just want to say that I really, really love Blind Cool Tech. I really love, you know, really everything about the website, and everybody's tutorials is just great. And it pretty much motivated me to do this little horrible review and make a fool of myself here on Blind Cool Tech. But anyway, yeah, that's the review of the Yamaha YPT-413. And, yeah, it can also actually do, I forgot to mention this, it can actually also do, MIDI. I have a USB cord plugged into the keyboard right now, and I can actually play MIDI files and use the keyboard as the MIDI synthesizer. And, so yeah, that's really cool. But yeah. So that's the review of the Yamaha YPT-413. And I'm going to give your all's ears a break, because I know they're bleeding from the sound of my voice in this horrible review. So for those of you who can do a better review than me, I really encourage you to do so, because I may have missed stuff. In fact, I know I missed stuff. But, you know, I'm sure there's people that know more about the keyboard than I do. So yeah, as I've said, if you want to do a better review than me, then go right ahead. You know, I can't stop anybody. In fact, it'll be good, because you can get more information. But anyway, as I keep trying to end my review, so I'm actually going to shut up and end it now. So for everybody on Blind Cool Tech, I hope you all have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, you know, all those holidays that are around this time that I either don't know about or don't have really the time to mention right now. So yeah, I hope you guys have happy holidays and happy new year and things of that nature. And this will be the end of this review. So thanks for listening, if you can bear to stick it out. Oh, I apologize. I forgot to give up my contact information. My Skype name, for those of you who have Skype and want to contact me, is JDE1991. Again, that's JDE1991. My email address for Windows Live Messenger / MSN Messenger, Windows Messenger, you know, is JDE 2007 at hotmail.com. And yeah, that's my contact information. So if you want to contact me, feel free, you know. I mean, I like meeting new people, so yeah. So now this officially ends the review, now that I have my contact information.